nation.
Wicked, wicked,
to all the people of this nation.
Real, real.
All the lovers of radio democracy. All the lovers of radio land. The voice of the masses.
Get this. Come on.
Come down, selector.
Come down, selector.
98.1. The voice of the people.
Radio democracy.
Democracy.
Radio democracy.
Democracy.
Radio democracy. For news, views, and entertainment. Radio democracy.
Democracy.
Radio democracy.
Democracy.
Radio democracy. For news, views, and entertainment.
The true voice of the people. Radio D to you, there's no equal.
Second to none. Second to none. Radio D, you're still number one.
You are the voice of the voiceless.
Choiceless.
You are the choice of the voiceless.
Choiceless.
Real.
Sure. Yeah.
Check it out. Uh-huh. Check it.
Radio Democracy 98.1 FM, the true voice of the people.
Seven 7:30 at the time from Studio Clock. Now, so I will say good morning and welcome you to the midweek edition of a program. Good morning, Salon. We meet you from the Society for the Democracy 98.1 FM. Today, now Wednesday, 25th January 2017. We bring this edition of the program to you. My name is Ahmed Sisi.
And me na Khadija Bangura, good morning. Inside the program this Wednesday morning, member them na Parliament hungry for make an Yuansin when are the managing director for Lusem. B-Board member na ETSA. Lawyer Sulaiman Kabako Omar for be the new chairman for the National Commission for Privatization, NCP, and two other people away President Kuma pick this BN team. The Ministry of Energy through the Energy Access Project don't bring four transformers them way cost but $1,800,000 for improve the electricity supply in the country. And today inside the program, Radio Democracy go look inside the Oriel Insurance Company in the work. As then they celebrate 30 years of operation as Salon.
Well, this is plenty of other stories they do for you inside the program, plus the executive director for the Open Government Initiative and Open Government Partnership go talk about the social accountability project where the old MDs them accountable for things they where they do. Back about safe day for you inside the program, so no gonna wait, continue for listening. As today live on air on 98.1 FM and online on www.radiodemocracy.sl. Cut your Fosiwa, empowered by AfriCell. We're also there live on Facebook on www.facebook.com/RadioDemocracy98.1 FM. The program now, good morning, Salon. You can send me a message on the number 077-981-981 or drop message in our Facebook page.
We will continue the program and we will look at we first issue at the program for this morning. Usai some people, usai some crew people, then don't say they don't want the new chief where the government through the Ministry of Local Government speak for them this BN team. And this now because according to them people, yeah, the government through the Ministry of Local Government not been consulting before they appoint this chief for them. We reporter Abdullah Gladu follow up on this story and he go now report.
Friday, January 20, some cool people have been coming to Radio Democracy with concern say they're not glad with the way and manner our government through the Ministry of Local Government been go about for pick tribal aid man wait na chief for the cool people. This be make Radio Democracy been go work on a Kuton Road na the cool court host inside Freetown and this na waiting be happen.
We no want time. If they say na Indian want, we go all this school court house here.
With great concern, what we get in particular more government for impose on we. We no want time na ya.
Radio Democracy gets now a copy of one letter we come up from the Ministry of Local Government and them address them to one man, William Prince II, we according to the letter gets the appointment for be the new tribal aid man where some people can say chief for the Kru tribe after we Tule Davis. When I been the tribal aid man for the Kru people, die inside 2016. Just after Tule Davis in die one, some people na the Kru descendants union been decide for register Kru people na different parts na the city so that they go take part inside one election where go elect new chief for the Kru people. Victor Tommy Robinson, na the president for the Coup Descendants Union, he explained more to Radio Democracy how this registration process been go like.
We don't register the general membership of the tribe. I go on radio, I go on television, and publicize this registration. By that registration day, after we don't complete them, we inform the ministry saying that this step we don't take because they don't write two letters say we acknowledge on a committee we on a send for operate with una tribal issues. So after that registration day, before can vote, we will vote the popular candidate naturally before carry the day.
As you hear from the president for the Coup Descendants Union, Victor Tommy Robinson, the election for new tribal aid man for the Coup people not being old water, and the major Yeri say government don't pick Prince Toh as the new chief for the Coup tribe. And this some cool people not being grief for.
Well, Miss Cecilia B. Jackson, 54 McDonough Street. Now the woman we all be don't say we want. Adwa Morris. Now we want for we chief. The man they let them blow now. They don't eat money. Look at the cool cut out me.
So why may the government not listen to the people them? So my greatest surprise, I've been then at the ministry where the minister they appoint, they select without you know consult the people. And the letter where they send the local government tax. In consultation with the people, you therefore can consult the people on the ground, see what the people they want, then una can go, una recommend.
Now, my name is TK Dagwa, the number one calling of Ascension Town. We dey talk to Papa governments. We know who affects them, but we appeal to them. 2 years, let us see to we. And now, what do we want? But they say, see, them again, it go there, we go there, we cook with us.
As you hear from them people here, with plenty pandemic now, woman, the Ministry of Local Government not been consult them before them pick Prince Toh for be the chief for the Coup people. But Prince Toh will get confidence say, na ain't na the new chief for the Coup people say, the one them where they talk bad against them, na small number, and that plenty Coup people inside and outside Salon don't support an appointment as chief for the Coup people.
All these people they do so, na handful of Coup tribe. They know it, even 40 self. When the Coup tribe, we are up to 8,000, you understand? We have 6 Coup churches. You see, and this my letter of appointment, I don't spread it all to the Coup churches. Wait, they read that yesterday from everybody. They want them, but some are just adamant. You see, that some are just infiltrators. You see, some people are just there. I would say they believe in violence. Where the entire Coup people are not glad. The entire Coup people are not glad for them and have big people in there.
So why you think, say, people, they go here and there, they say they don't want you for represent them, and that now impose the government through the Ministry of Local Government, impose you on them.
We went to interview. I performed well. I showed the letter. Being a brief CV. They're not getting nothing right about. Nothing. They could hardly speak.
As you hear it before now, one name where there are plenty cool people emote, where they protest against Prince Toh in appointment, na Adwa Morris, where according to them people also, na the right choice for be the chief for the cool people. And this now waiting Adwa Morris been telling the Democracy for sake of the problem where they among the Coup people them now.
We're waiting the people they want, nine they want, the tribe want, nine they want, now me they want, now me they want for be the chief. So let the government know say the voice of the people, nine they stand.
That's now Adwa Morris, where the Democracy been try to get the side of the Ministry of Local Government, but not been succeed. Coup now one of the small tribe them, now West Africa, and then we move from Eastern Liberia and set to a different waft them na Africa long term before now. And people be know the Coup people them as both man them with the fishing and self businessman them. As we talk now, you go find the Coup people them na Salon na Kuton Road by Kube inside Freetown. And the people them na this tribe, na one way with man would describe say them conservative, or then collect for day by themselves now in small corner. But with the development way done the happen now concerning whether for be chief or not for be chief among them, who left one for wonder, who said this could left the Coup tribe for the society, for Radio Democracy. Me, na Abdullahi Bla, the report.
We dey continue with the program. Good morning, Salon. It come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Well, as you hear from we headlines this morning, today, Radio Democracy, they look inside the Oriel Insurance Company, then work as then they celebrate 30 years of operation na Salon. Well, in the studio this morning, we get Mrs. Mayan Kago, in our internal auditor na Oriel Insurance Company. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Khadija.
All right. Today, una the celebrate 30 years of existence as insurance company Nasarlone. But before we can talk about Oriel Insurance Company, Nasarlone, not to all man know the importance of insurance, and even the word self-insurance, most people can find them difficult. For the benefit of the one, they will not understand the insurance and how it will benefit most people in their life. Just begin for explain about the word insurance.
Okay, insurance me people them na waiting with man can call risk transfer mechanism. We mean say you your problem where you not able solve you dey pass and give other person. Na like osusu where boku people lend dey ib small na di blight, and then you will get problem, you were unfortunate, you get accident, you get problem from that small way all man don ib, then they pull dey then solve your own problem so that you go back na that position where you been dey before that problem dey occur. In the layman's point of view, now that's na insurance.
Like what you say, na like osusu where everybody dey ib small for the way one person go get problem then giam. Na salon na ya now, waiting at the procedures them, how na they go about for let people let ib this small what you dey talk about?
Okay, before the new insurance act where we just get when 2016, we get the one compulsory insurance will be getting a salon a motor. You not go drive your motor car without insurance. And so all man, they buy insurance policy. And wait till you they pay to the insurance company, we call them premium. When at that couple, they all man, they pay small. And then when you get accident, depending on the class where you buy, whether na third party, that means say where you bang other person, or whether na fire, third party fire and theft, where means say you bang person there, you motor car, get a cage or then tifam. And then you get the broader and the wider cover when a comprehensive, where cover both you young and liability and the third party liability. So, inside the comprehensive way, na in the most the widest cover, it go cover you if you motor car damage, and then it go cover the third party if you bang or you destroy third party property, you know. And so definitely when you buy that insurance there, you they pay you premium. Now that na the small contribution the way we they say. When all man don't pay them premium, not to all man go get accidents at the same time. So you will get accidents from that premium day where we the insurance people we they invest them. As we they get them small money then they with the invest in a bank where we they able for you know get interest where so you go find out say where claim be we they able for attend to her. And then we get the one that we call reinsurers. Now people away they out themselves now insurers of the insurance company. Then one and then we they pass some of we risk to them. So if it big where we not able for attend to them, then they come to we aid, they help we. So you can find out the insurance company go settle claim where they wonder say after this claim they wire for don't lock. But we not go lock now. We own small secrets dandy.
We don't get plenty concerned about the issue of settlements and claim, but we go can they can talk what I hear. So we go right back 30 years ago. Yeah. The form Oriel Insurance Company. Take you back. What's our starting? What's our day now?
Okay. Oriel Insurance Company, they been formed in 1986. We been get two British companies them. They fold up as a result of the devaluation of we currency that 10 day. The Lions been the devalue. And so we been get Lion Insurance Company and the Northern Assurance Company. So the home office say them for fold up because during the internet day, the Lions and the Pounds almost been the go at par. And so when we your money begin the value, then look and say it's not profitable for do business in a salon. And so we mean get we own Lloyd Durin of late now, blessed memory, where he grab, he said, if them people here, they fold up, let insurance not die in this country. And he call young people them together with Mr. Benjamin, then come together, then talk to them young close allies them, say let them put money together. During that time, the minimum where they been put now 50,000 leos, each person been put. And so I get the joy for say, Oriel Insurance now, the first indigenous Sierra Leonean owned company you know, when a salon people and put their resources together and start and it been come into being and begin operation in 1987. Now that make we they celebrate 30 years.
So how the 30 years so far don't tell it?
Oh, we want for say it don't be very great. Now company way all man we don't associate and affiliate, no say we stand for quality customer service with a lead, you know, in many areas. We don't conceive policies then when we introduce an the Sierra Leonean market, one of which na the medical insurance. We've been look and say need day for let people and get medical insurance because, you know, insurance medically expensive over the years. And so we conceive and we thought of them and we bring and come. Many other policies then the way now we conceive them as an insurance company, not only the one the way now the normal one, where they all over.
Madam Kago, today na salon insurance the company them they come every now and then and competition don't they na the line of insurance. Celebrating 30 years, waiting really day as a success where Oriel Insurance Company go able point out, say, okay, this now one part with success story them where will they celebrate 30 years.
Khadija, when Oriel Insurance Company be sat, we been get 11 subscribers, as I say, now people away put their money together, and 259 ordinary shareholders. Now them been believe in the idea and then come together. Today, as we they talk, we get 668 shareholders. Sierra Leonean, both corporate and individuals, we don't buy shares. And the beauty of it is that year in, year out, even during the Ebola, Oriel Insurance able for pay dividend to their shareholders. Then I want you can't pay dividend if you don't make profits. Because we able for meet with customers their needs, we them able for underwrite profitably and we able for pay shares. And so then I want in way Oriel Insurance as a company don't able ask their aid. These 30 years they don't employ and they don't train beautiful insurance personnel where don't chartered today, where someday in the pipeline for even become chartered insurers. You know, now a field where it's not too common. You get for go day for belong. Right. And Oriel Insurance, now one side where you go, career path. Now one thing where they look forward to.
All right, continue for the week between the program. In case you just tune in, you they listen to the program Good Morning Salon, and at the studio we get Mrs. Mayan Kagbo in our internal auditor at Oriel Insurance Company. Today this morning it is talk about the Oriel Insurance Company and 30 years of existence na salon, and Seth, you don't they talk about some of the success story them way then get as insurance company. You same way so get the opportunity they watch we live now Facebook page Radio Democracy and on the internet again now we website on www.radiodemocracy.sl courtesy of Osiwa and powered by Africell.
So send a message to the number 0779-81981 as we continue for looking inside more issues them. After we, the chairman for the National Telecommunications Commission, NATCOM, say they no go allow any mobile company for increase or add permanent tariff when they not engage with them or the general public. The chief executive officer na Airtel Mobile Company say not to internet tariff Airtel ARPAM, but there are just one promotion we say them be they do. Alex Lawrence Koma gets more and go now report.
Over the weekend, plenty grumble be they go around a different social media forum them. But waiting some people be described as increment where Airtel Mobile Company be do per the internet tariff. This be make Monday, January 23 this year, the National Telecommunications Commission, NATCOM, being called one press conference outside and go give Airtel 24 hour for reverse back the internet price to waiting a been day. Because the chairman for NATCOM, Momo Conte, say Airtel not tell them say they want to ace the tariff.
The commission now aware, and the managing director of Airtel say him been sent proposal to the commission in November, and the procedure, if you send a letter of increment to the director general, if for copy the board, we by extension if for copy the chairman, and then they come under section 52(2) of the act. And then section 53(1) of the act, we talk about the approval. It also tells you, say, we send this proposal, if for send them, make it explain in detail so that the ordinary consumer go understand. Then they were then say then send them on the 29. But what we see now, we na then count them back this morning. They write say we receive her on the 1st of November. Then say then send her on the 29th of November. We should see some mismatch there, Panam. We meet on other investigation on that.
Momo contest say NATCOM will only allow any mobile company for Eastern tariff after we then go don't engage with the public and stakeholder in the telecommunication sector.
For Mumikanaya, we price increment with the DUAM waiting regulatory authorities and the world they do by the PPD format. We in a public-private dialogue. We saw they call the public for make them day and then the MNOs them for make them day. Then state then case, the MNOs state then case, then the regulator can be because the job of the regulator now like referee. We don't want to let the consumer hot, we don't want to let the MNOs them hot, the mobile companies them hot. So in that, we not be no. But they don't come this morning and I don't give them 24 hours for make them comply and reverse back the decision until such a time where we believe, say, they don't comply, they don't write within they're supposed to write. Then we invite the public for discussion. Something then they, we're reasonable to you, not reasonable to the next man. But at any rate, what we say is that when you do the increment here, you for make sure, say, you're able to explain to the public why you did do this wire. Within are the factors then we push you for DUAM. Although then they say they don't increase them at all. They say they don't do any increase. They just do changes to their plan. So if they want to do that, they, again, the public will be thoroughly informed. And that's what they do.
Because of this ultimatum, make Tuesday, January 24, Airtel Mobile Company bin go tell journalists them waiting be happening. Outside the chief executive officer for Airtel Mobile Company, Sheku Drami, say they not be ask the price for internet. But since one promotion we Airtel be done they do, they upgrade.
The first was a decrease of our price to access to the internet. Our product to access the internet is the Bomba browsing product. When you look at all around Freetown, you are looking advertising with this code *800#. This is the product to access internet. On that product, we have decreased the price up to 20%. We have another product, which is the WTF. It is a promotional product where you will see that we have a discounting price up to 90% on that product. Even we have, if we have increased it, it remains the best product in the market to access WTF, 5 times lower than any other product. We'll show you. I can tell you that when we look at the finance, we did not make money in these 3 days. Service operator who is proposing this product, which is a promotional product. The product was launched late on 2014 with the objective to increase social media and internet penetration in Sierra Leone. It is a low-cost product.
The CEO for Airtel Mobile Company say, then the work stronger one now within the try for change the brand to Orange for make the improved network system na Saloon to any international standard. The chairman for the National Telecommunications Commission, NATCOM, Momo Conte, and other commissioners of NATCOM be the part of this press conference. Usai Momo Conte say, all the action the way NATCOM they take against mobile company them, not think them with the law say, and then they expect mobile company them for do the right thing.
Probably some people will look at it as if NATCOM and Airtel are fighting each other. That's not the case. This is an industry practice. It happens every day. It happens tomorrow again. We can have some problem. The other day we can have some problem. But that doesn't mean that they are not doing well. They are doing well because as far as I'm concerned and as far as the commission is concerned, compliance has been effected and we congratulate them for that. And whatever we can do to support Airtel, we can do that, and I want Sierra Leoneans to know that not that they are trying to steal, as a lot of people have been saying it. But at the same time, it is better for us as citizens of this country, especially for us that are working at the commission, to make sure that we follow the laid down rules. So I want you guys to open your heart and also be our security guards on social media to see what is going on, as was reported over the weekend, which I do appreciate, and I have to say thanks to the general public for that.
Momo Conte be promising NATCOM go look inside Airtel and response for see if they go take action past waiting they be don't do. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Alex Lawrence Koroma, the report.
Well, we continue the program. Good morning, Salon. Well, from that report, the Alex Lawrence Koroma puts together, we go now in our parliament, society is being the president, Dr. Ernest Bai Koroma, been pick different people them for serving a different position them. And like Annie Johansson, when are the managing director for Leon Sem, for be board member na EDSA, lawyer Suleiman Kabakuma, for be the new chairman for the National Commission for Privatization, and two other people. Well, Tuesday, January 24, member then a parliament be agreed for that appointment here, so Osai Khadija Bangura be there and put these reports together.
Member them na parliament don't approve an Yuan Sim. When a managing director for Leo Sem, where they make cement na salon. But this BNTM president Koma been pick and for be board member, na the Electricity Distribution Supply Authority EDSA. Among other people, and where the president Dr. Anes Bai Koma been pick this BNTM, na lawyer Suleiman Kaba Koma, when a first and chairman for the National Revenue Authority, NRA, where according to lawyer Suleiman Kaba Koma, now the time when he be chairman for NRA, then be able for collect plenty couple as revenue for the country. When a all NTA make it say, President Koma been pick and for be the new chairman for the National Commission for Privatization. As he been tell member them that the appointment committee during an interview session, lawyer Kaba say, as lawyer we don't work for but 15 years now, it's a bit all the issue the way the country gets but privatization. So he promise member them that the appointment committee say, he go work stronger one for C say the mandate of the commission work fine. As all this they be, member them that parliament been same way so approve Dr. Nimata Majek's worker as chairperson for the hospitals and teaching commission. Where, according to the acting minority leader in a parliament, Honorable Ansu Kaikai say, Dr. Majek's worker na one party woman the way don't work stronger for CC Peace Cam na salon. And Seth say, na one party woman the way don't they promote woman issue them. Now that make it say, where President Koma been get him this position. He believe in him as woman where don't they work stronger one for ensure say the right thing they happen at the country. With all NTA, Honorable Ansu Kaikai say, Dr. Nimata Majek's worker go able for work fine at the new institution where the president pick him for work. Same way so, Parliament be approved Dr. Zubairu Kaloko. When a first term manager at the National Power Authority, NPA, but now he don't be chairman for the Electricity Distribution Authority, EDSA. According to Member of Parliament, they have been talk for Seka Dr. Zubairu before they been grief for an appointment. Then say, now one party people will be worked stronger one the way it be the NPA for ensure say the country gets light. So then say with this appointment, they believe say it go work stronger with other EDSA board member them for ensure say the country continue for get the light where they don't they enjoy. After we member of parliament and be don't grief for their appointment they are. The speaker of parliament, Honorable SBB Dumbuya, been talk to the people where President Koma been pick this PNTM for go work and then different office here. One thing where he be tell them, now that them for put the country in interest first and ensure say them do the thing the way the president pick them for go do and then different office here. For Radio Democracy, Mina Khadija Bangura.
We dey continue with the program. Good morning, Salon. It dey come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Well, from that reporting, our Parliament Society MP then yesterday be approved some presidential nominee them. We, on behalf of management and staff of Radio Democracy, we just want to say congratulations to Dr. Nimata Majek's worker. It dey come out from the station manager purely as my gym since they joined for congratulate you. And also, we want to congratulate the new chairman for the National Commission for Privatization, lawyer Suleiman Kaba Koma. Quickly, we take this break and we'll come back with the continue the program.
Sierra Leone Commercial Bank, a leading financial services provider, delivering value to all stakeholders.
Now me back, now you back, now we back. Salon Commercial Bank. Now me back, now you back, now we back. Salon Commercial Bank.
Salon Commercial Bank.
Ha ha.
Now the People's Bank.
The People's Bank.
Oh yeah.
Sure, sure, sure.
Salon Commercial Bank.
Delivering value. Delivering value.
Customer success.
For sure.
Insist on excellence.
Excellence.
Integrity and commitment. Now that we stand for. Creating a climate of openness and trust. Personal values. Count on us.
You can count on us.
Team ethic. For sure. Count on us.
Now we back. Now you back. Now we back. Salon Commercial Bank.
Delivering value.
The program in the listener, good morning, Salon, and they meet you from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. We're also there live on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl, courtesy of Fosiwa and powered by Africell. You can also catch me on our Facebook on www.facebook.com/Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. We're the winning edition of the program to you. My name is Ahmed Sise.
And Mina Khadija Bangura.
We still continue the program and we get Mrs. Marian Kagbo, Internal Auditor, Oil Insurance Company, in the studio. Now, you've been talking about how the 30 year on Talek, how not expand, how not train more people. But in terms of business wise, you know, profit, what's the one I don't consider as the most challenging term inside this 30 years or so for the company?
Actually, the most challenging term has been during the rebel war, where people have been they run away. During the end of the day, you fight for what you eat, and so insurance not going to be your priority. But even in the midst of the rebel war, Oriel Insurance Company, now one company where been they pay their staff, they not lay nobody off. And so that's now been the challenging time, but then be able for meet their commitment. Because as I say, in a company we believe for invest and for manage their resources. And even during this Ebola time, you know, plenty people lay people, plenty organizations lay people off. You know me as rosy as we be one time for be. But by the grace of God, we'll be able for meet we minimal targets.
Now they offer medical, the vehicle insurance, fire, which is other insurance
we have. We are a fully composite company, meaning we underwrite both life and non-life business. Under the life, we get whole life, we get endowment policy, we get children's educational policy, we get funeral, you know, expenses policy, we get money back, we are like osusu, and plenty other one them. And then under the non-life, where we can call the general insurance, now we get fire, we get motor, we get accidents. Inside that accident day, you get your employer's liability and all that one day. And then we get engineering policy, you know.
Okay.
And medical, of course, they travel, worldwide travel insurance as well with the offer.
Apart from vehicle, most of the other and they are sooner coming then can do for people like the medical, most times something like your office where they work in Duam. But the issue for like ordinary person, maybe they work, so okay, well, I go take medical insurance for me and my family, and kind of thing. That's the way maybe plenty of people know they consider and go say, well, maybe for the whole year, I'm not going to seek.
Well, it go interest you for nothing as OEL insurance, we get individual policy holders for medical. And interestingly, even medical doctors they buy for their family because they know the benefits of it. Because, for example, if you take for, like, say, you want 5 million level of benefit, not mean saying 5 million you go pay to away. So until you go pay half of that based on your age profile and all that. And so then no. And then we get a ready service provider base where we get the leading practitioners them, the leading pharmacies in the country where we they work with. So even if nothing we not cover inside the insurance, we able for coordinate and collaborate for you for let you get the best of services. And it go even interest you for say we get medical evacuation policy where we they send people out of the country, people away, you know, sickness and they will not able manage naya because of, you know, we not get the equipment and so on. We first an evacuation site na Ghana, you know, of course Ghana advanced more than we, and if the need be we can send a South Africa or even UK or wherever as the case may be. But we get down there as well where people then they buy, organizations then they buy, if you can afford it, because that's a dollar policy, because now outside the country, you know, not only us we they use the, so
for let somebody make a claim. Now, one way some people could just look, say, before I make that claim, the law just go before, especially where it involve accidents, from motor car, and anything. And wait, now the process, why did it take so long for let somebody make a claim?
Oh, this is very interesting. First of all, insurance as a discipline. The acid test of any insurance company, now your ability for pay promptly genuine claims. The emphasis is on genuine claims. You not just they pay. Insurance is all about utmost good faith. You believe in me, you entrust your money na me an. I believe in you. When the time reach, I'm for able for live up to waiting you. You entrust your money na me an. But if you go, you do anything illegal, forgery, because you want for benefit, then you don't break the utmost good
faith. How can take no the genuine claims then?
All right. For easy, because every side we don't depend this, as I say, for 30 years. You they investigate. Now that make one of the most important thing them for make a claim, now prompt notification. Then the insurance company go tell you, say, where accidents occur, you for give me prompt notification. Because when you give me, then the evidence not going to be distorted. But people are not going to forget what thing don't happen. So we can go, we bypass. If you say, for example, a fire be, we they go to the neighborhood, we ask, say, this and this, and we investigate, we do, we survey. Then if it's genuine, we they pay.
Madam Kago, earlier on, you say insurance now all about trust. Yes. This person don't get trust in the insurance company where they give now in money.
Yes.
So if you come again and say, okay, I get accident, fire or motor car accident, don't be with me, don't can complain to una. Why in need for una need for take all this time they go do different investigation them before una give the person back waiting in you know a big una?
Oh, Khadija, before people entrust their money to we, then go down investigate this company how it be like, how then claims history and all that. If we serve just say anybody because we get utmost good faith, anybody we come for claim, we go pay. Then the company.
But I'm sure when I get data of all the people where they do insurance business with una.
Of course, we get with data, with clientele database. We get them. But what they say, if accidents be, first of all, if na motor car, you get forget police report. Not so.
So how long it go take for tell the person to say, this you claim here, so not journey or journey? Because if it take long, you know.
Insurance, it not they take long at all. Because we get claims hotline. Where you not even need for Canada office, you not need even need for right way. All but the policies they get.
If follow somebody here, he say, I've been motor car, I got accident with them. Look, insurance company, not to worry, no, insurance company, insurance don't take this step, don't do this, for help me, for resolve the issue.
I wish me we clients then we don't benefit from we they listen now, because we just make a brief summary of we claims figures for 5 years, the past 5 years, from 2011 to 2015, where the commission self no say na then tia we pay for 2011 we pay 2.3 billion as claim, for 2012 we pay 3.9 billion, for 2013 5.3 billion, 2014 4.9, and 2015 5.7 billion. And then make a go for say just single individual claims where we pay. If you want, we can even, you know, for confidentiality, we know our names.
But
let me just say, for 2012 we pay flood damage. This I can say because now we valid clients them. This was that car center where water entered the place now. Lumley, we pay 242 million individual single claim because we go, of course, where water enter place where you go, you they see them. You know, say it's a damage.
So, whose kind of insurance you need for? Whose category of the insurance we need for enter if anything they happen? We will forget then claim at the end of the day.
Or the difference one day you get fire and allied perils. The allied perils are there. You get storm, you get earthquake, you get wind, you know, and all that, impact and all that. And then we pay 1.5 billion leons to Ericsson. There was a life-death claim. The person had been a foreigner. May his soul rest in peace. In fact, it passed 1.5 million because where we do all other things together. And then we pay fidelity guarantee. This is a bank send they take on. Where you staff them, you know, mismanage or something, you then short, we get that policy there, we pay 400 million and then we pay 440 million fire damage. In fact, this one the person I first publicized for, we it put and they say I'm able to rebuild my house because
Madam Kabo, with insurance. All the
this is the big one there. This
with all the big one there, we don't talk say we're not able for pay, but yet still the issue of complain in delay in payment still they come from a customer. Then most people, not OEL insurance, but we get for do with insurance, say, okay, me, if I go complain, the insurance company might delay me till at the end of the day, I give up.
Okay, Khadija, the first thing where people learn a salon for no, these are the talker, not only for OEL insurance, the young clients them, but for the entire nation. First of all, not buy insurance by the way. When you want for buy insurance, the contract of the insurance na the policy document. This na in the state all what you entitled to. We get what we call the exclusions where no, you know, you know, benefits on that inside and day. You get what we call policy conditions. These are things where you for meet for let you able for claim. When you buy insurance from like a reputable company like mine, Oriel Insurance, we they give you a policy booklet where you can take to any legal practitioner. And now the Slicom, when at the Sierra Leone Insurance and Commission, they don't get a complaint board, a complaint bureau, where they, you can complain there for any insurance company where you think, say, they delay for pay. But if you just buy the sticker, for example, you buy and by the way, wait till you get for go present, say, now that person they sell give you.
Okay, continue for the week winner the program, Mrs. Mayan Kagwo, internal auditor na Oriel Insurance Company. There this morning, they talk about them 30 years of existence and salon and serve somebody benefits them where people go able get if them insure their life and property them. We they continue with the program, Good Morning Salon. It they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM and on internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl, courtesy of Osiwa and powered by AfriCell. Same way so, you they watch me live now Facebook page Radio Democracy, and you can send your text message to the number 0779-81981. We they continue the program and we look at another story we get for do with electricity. Improve electricity supply now one part the current government in priority them. This don't make the Ministry of Energy through the Electricity Access Project. Don't they implement plenty projects them for improve on electricity in the country? Tuesday, January 24th, the Ministry of Energy bring 4 new transformer them, where cost but $1.8 million. Fatima Sise Biden Awataki, outside the ministry, bingo clear then transformer there, and he put this report together.
The 4 transmitter them reached Freetown Tuesday, January 24, 2017, through the CMA CGM shipping company, and at the commercial manager Doris Conte be hand over the transformer documents them to the Minister of Energy.
CMS CGM is one of the biggest shipping companies in the world. We get one of the biggest vessels we come Salon today because we want to deliver to the Ministry of Energy, one of the biggest transformer in the country. This vessel come purposely because we want to satisfy this need for provide the service to you, Mr. Minister, sir.
Where it be the talk for receive the transformer from this shipping company? The Minister of Energy, Ambassador Henry Macaulay, say the transformer them na one panel initiative for improve on the electricity network na the country because the old one is it all last for long term now.
Then transformer here, they can have 4 important areas them from Wapoti, Wilberforce, Wellington and King Tom. Now we know say we get for improve the quality of the network because this network will get it on maybe 40 years old. Now it make customers that they get blackout and they get bad lights and they get low voltage and so on and so forth. So all of these are part of the work for make sure say the quality of the network will improve where we will be able to connect more customers them and more customers that will get quality electricity. And as we improve the network, now so we get for the add the generation. Because they go side by side.
Now the Director of Energy, Engineer Benjamin Kamara, be described the transformer them USA is say, one pan the 4 transformer them, now 40 MVA, plus 3 other one them, where each of them is say get 20 MVA. Where is say then come with for upgrade the electricity network now the country.
We found for say as part of a mandate now for provide in energy supplies to all segments of the population, and one for provide relief against acute shortage of power, more especially in the western area of Freetown. And so, as one of the interventions them, we able to get the energy access project, we actually get for do with the upgrade of the distribution network, where now 7.6 kilometers from Black Pond Road as far as Wellington. And this network here, so with the upgrade from 11 kV to 33 kV. And some of the interventions them, that this project here, so this ship owner, the CISO now, Mr. Honorable Minister, sir, it comes with 4 transformers there. Out of them 4 transformers, then they will get 40 MVA distribution transformer. We'll get for installed exactly in King Tom. We get 20 MVA distribution transformer. We get for installed now with Bafos. Another 20 MVA of distribution transformer. We get for installed now Ropoti. And then another one now Wellington.
Back to the Minister of Energy, Henry Macaulay, say the reason for all this now because President Koruma in dream. Now for make more people get frequent and better electricity supply in a Salon.
These are 40 MVA transformer.
that now 40,000 VA or about 40 megawatts. So what this transformer will do now is start configuration. So it will step down, they connected to the 161. So we are now saying now 161, the transmission line, we come up Bumbuna Kandong. It terminates at the substation now King Tom. So this go connect so that 161, it go step and down to 33 volts, where now it will they use for the sub-transmission right now. Later on, we intend for increase them.
Ambassador Eni Macaulay continues say, after where they would not install the transformer them, side they will not be they get access to electricity supply, and the one themselves where it say be don't they get bad light, it say go begin forget better electricity supply, and a people where they get couple to the energy access project, DFID and other one them, support the ministry for Biden transformer here, where cost but $1,800,000 for the Society for Ready Democracy. Mina Fatima Sise, the report.
The program is still a listener. Good morning, Salon. It comes to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM and on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl, courtesy of Osiwa, powered by Africell.
We continue the program and we go now for looking inside issues them at the Sierra Leone People's Party. Not to secret say serious confusion then at the Sierra Leone People's Party between some members then at the executive and other member them at the party. This will make civil society organization them and other people them at the country don't show serious concern about this problem. But how this problem begin and waiting will be the possible solution to this problem. Sulaiman Stomkoma Fenot and puts this report together.
June 18, 2016. A process we go left the SLPP divide, executive fall apart, and parliament to their own self begin. The zonal and sectional election. Just after this process begin, some people them been write petition for make them go cancel the 112 elections where them be don't do. This the PPRC look inside and say from waiting them fenot, now just 31 election then go get for do back. By August to September 2016, PPRC, together with the Sierra Leone People's Party, been do the 31 elections them with them for do.
Well, we do a run of 31 constituencies them where we been fenot saying a problem the last time where them been do the consensus or elections at the various areas them. But Kenemai and Kono will begin for do all the constituencies them. Western area are just four we've been do. Utuloko as well we've been do four constituencies. Then Makeni, four constituencies.
This we make the process for do the chiefdom and district elections them self begin. Some member them feel dissatisfied. As them member Yasu being asked court for make an injunction for tap the election. This the court nomin grief for. From then ten and day, draw begin come out. But who that they make decision? Now the Sierra Leone People's Party. We be make one group being called meeting. Outside them be take decision for suspend some member them. But who that get right for call neck election?
There's nowhere in the constitution we talk say the chairman now in the call neck meeting. Also, there's nowhere in this constitution we say the chairman for right sign communications internally and externally.
And it very clear say now the chairman and leader now if for preside not only over neck but all the other structures of the party, including the party conference.
After this neck meeting, plenty decision like for suspend the chairman and leader and some other member them being come up. But a meet up term where the chairman say himself be don't set dates for call in your neck meeting.
The last neck meeting we hold before the, December 17, the neck itself, chaired by Somala Campaign, say on the 17th, we resolve we have a whole neck meeting and in sign up, so for the 17th. So whether in death or sickness or too absent, nobody can stop.
I have convened a meeting of neck on Wednesday. And that will be the legal neck meeting warrior led now. The chairman and leader for convener.
But with this kind of way, how the executive don't draw close up and fold their hand for blows, PPRC itself don't begin get concerned. But the direction with the SLPP, they go so.
SLPP don't get to the point where they need for wake up and try for bury their differences, work in the interest of their party. If not, then we will continue for to get more problems because this is not just the pilot phase. Because peace not there, now make then they continue for fight themselves.
Because of the divide we don't deny the executive, the cancer be quick for pass over to member them na parliament as themselves don't begin form cabal for support the different executive them where they claim legitimacy na the Saloon People's Party.
Let we draw a line between the flag bearer business and campism. Let we take this peace. Let we bring peace na the party. But we don't see say then three leaders who will get. I see them say this not for them. Cop na then they go there. They come and they take interview all over. In now they don't take alliance business. Whose moral justification you go get?
For decide not for work with the leadership way at national level, is that peace approach? Current structure, according to the structures of the party, the only surviving structure we don't have, now that within a parliament who can call the parliamentary council. Now in then they try for fragment.
Now that we clear say this not to play again, as the executive and members of parliament send their side, this plabber between the executive, member them na parliament, where they inside the Saloon People's Party continue, CGG believes say that the democracy of the country go poil.
They're not able to play that formidable role as an opposition, and Saloon are a country where they practice multi-party democracy. You need the opposition for keep the government on the toes.
One way for get peace na the Saloon People's Party, na for yeri voice of the people them, we go team up as flag bearer for the party, and waiting then go say, go get plenty for do, with waiting, the grassroots people then go follow. But as some ready for make peace, and want the flag bearer them for come together, the other one them believe say this go be trick for get them inside the fishing nets.
Andrew Kiley, one of the aspirants for the SLPP flag bearership and part of the alliance. It's surprising to me because we know always they talk about peace in the party with the call murder bill, you know, the candy. As far as me concerned, all the peace initiatives them from Bishop Humpa to Med K to different one them, people already support the candy, but in of INSEF, no in the candy peace meeting. To me, it's not too genuine. And the fact that they do them after we get this Kuskas na the party, and if just feel say na because he feel say he don't get the upper hand.
This is the man who they on record for say peace go on the kind of party when he don't become flag bearer. And what he do currently na for ensure say that is what should happen.
Irrespective of anything we have done say before, I get for now make sure say waiting the people they want when a peace now inside SLPP. I succumb to that. Now that make a call for them. Not because I feel say are they in a pole position.
Fambul go member say this not to the first time we problem them don't they be with different political party them. As inside 2007 the APC self been get say own problem. NDA inside 2012 and other political party them. We make the Minister of Political and Public Affairs Nane Thomas gree say opposition them important. Now any country, we make in say, INSEF don't try for talk inside the SLPP issue, but in hand shot for reach usai in want.
When you get opposition, then they call democracy. Because that opposition, a strong opposition, for able to give the government the checks and balances. And they call them to a meeting and we were able to find out. When I begin working at this ministry, they say I'm not for able to talk to any political party without I not go through PPRC. And I have done that. So na PPRC at the wait for let them give me the dates.
Now that it clear say, line don't draw for both the executive and member them na parliament. Some few member of parliament, we say they're neutral, say the only way they go bring camp peace na the SLPP.
Because of the way we see the leadership na parliament, SLPP leadership, then they carry on themselves in this crisis, where we supposed to be neutral. We don't come together, nearly about 30 of us. For say, we not a party to that. We supposed to remain neutral.
With the warehouse situation, they go now. Civil society don't forget say, SLPP, go give advantage to the current government, as Victor Lansana Kuruma explained.
The people, their wishes and their aspirations get for be met, either by the ruling government or the opposition. If government they do development, they need to get a vibrant and active opposition where they check government, where they also make sure they put government at their toes.
One important group, not any political party, na the youth base, and with the kind way how themselves they see their own party, the only way they say na peace.
We as young people come together, one for talk to leaders and for let them agree among themselves, for choose somebody we go lead them as a way for get a leadership among them.
According to former vice president and flag bearer for the SLPP inside 2007, Solomon Berewa say the only way with this issue, now the SLPP go solve Now where all man put in personal interest and puts the party before.
People for come with an objective of view, say that the party want for salvage, not the individual person want. But if they make her as a personality matter, it becomes difficult to solve.
Apart from the political parties, members of parliament, and other people that were concerned with the SLPP, but how Sierra Leoneans themselves think about the current issue within the SLPP and how it affects the country?
Well, since the SLPP is the main opposition party, we expect a lot from them. But if then they should not be able to count to one, at least they're not going to be able to represent you at the parliament.
The main opposition, when are the SLPP, will give you independence. Then don't can't be opposition now. So then they put 75% of their time by infighting. And they not a democracy.
One party people, we draft the constitution of the Salon People's Party, Charles Francis Magai, we serve now, na chairman for PMDC party, say the solution of the SLPP they inside the constitution.
All this talk about which one are the legitimate executive, illegitimate executive, all the inside that constitution. Me, now one of the five people, then we've been draft that constitution in July 1995. All the answers they did.
Now that the party don't get too executive, and the parliament divide, and even supporters, they are their own way, and the advice of the constitution being the only solution to the problem of the SLPP, a very big question where a lot they await, especially with the election, they're about 1 year for commence. Suleiman Stomkuruma, Radio Democracy, the report.
Pharmacy board salon, don't take notice, say, plenty people they bring cosmetic product them and they open cosmetic shop them na the country, they not get license. Anybody where they bring cosmetic or open cosmetic shop na the country, for go register first na pharmacy board before it begin business. Or, if you be not register, you for renew the registration every year inside the first 3 months. So pharmacy board salon, they advise all you want them where they do business, when not get license, for do so one term. If anybody fail for abide by the law where Papa Government don't put for cosmetic within the Pharmacy and Drug Act 2001, it go face the full penalty of the law. So, you want to do cosmetic business, go register or renew your license now before it's too late. Now, Pharmacy Board Salon, they bring this message come to you.
All right, so they continue with the program. Good morning, Salon. It come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Now, we they going to court, Usai Magistrate Dr. Abubakar Bine Kamara don't send the murder case of the late retired Magistrate Imran Rahman for going to the High Court for trial because it say police been accused two people where they know say they get question for answer, but the late retired Magistrate Imran Rahman in Taiwan. For more on this, let me join with court reporter Matthew Kwate.
The magistrate for the Freetown Magistrate Court number 1, Magistrate Dr. Abubakar Bine Kamara, don't send the murder case of the deceased retired Magistrate Imran Rahman Gona the High Court for trial because he said the two accused people, them Joseph Fode Kabia and Amos Alimami Kagbo, get case for answer. For where the police allege say they've been joining with other people that we nobody not sabi, and they've been broke go inside the 78-year-old man in Os, na number 3 Majetong, inside December 2016. Usai they've been thief in property them and be end up kill them. This be where the two accused people them be appear at the Freetown Magistrate Court number 1 before Magistrate Dr. Abubakar Bine Kamara Tuesday, January 24 this year, for answer to the offense of conspiracy to commit murder, murder contrary to law, and robbery with aggravation. Na State Counsel Ahmed J.M. Bokari, na the state prosecutor for this murder case. Magistrate Dr. Abubakar Bine Kamara not been give the two accused people them bail, and he don't send them go back na the male correctional center. So tell the term where this murder case go come up na the High Court for trial. When Magistrate Dr. Abubakar Bine Kamara been the give in ruling na court before he been send this murder case go na the High Court for trial, he say the prosecution don't prove them case na court because the prosecution don't produce plenty evidence against the two accused people them, Joseph Fode Kabia and Amos Alimami Kagbo, we show clear one say, now they accuse people have been joining with other people, them we nobody not sabi, and they've been broke go inside the deceased retired magistrate Imran Rahman in Os, na number 3 Majetong, inside December 2016, outside they've been thief in property them and been end up kill them. For sake of this, magistrate Dr. Abubakar Bine Kamara be end up inside in ruling, say, he gets sufficient evidence before I'm na court against the two accused people them. We make it a send the murder case of the deceased, retired magistrate Imran Rahman Gona, the High Court for trial, so that the two accused people them go stand trial for the offense of murder and other offense them where police don't charge them Gona court for. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Mina Matthew Kwate, the report.
We will continue the program, and now we will look at some text message where people don't send at the program this morning. The first one we go read is say, how long the insurance company they take for settle claim, waiting at the procedures for the claim?
This one from Richard H. Puja, we drop a message on our Facebook page from Nova Scotia, say, please ask Madam Kagbo to tell us why they're always good at collecting premium from their customers, but always try to avoid paying for coverages.
This other one say, Madam Internal Auditor of Oriel Insurance Company, I hope you are doing your work because that company has no proper filing system to keep records of their client, and that is very, very poor.
This from Abdul King, our Facebook page, say, good morning, 98.1. Government can't select a chief to rule the people, but you have to go by yourself to State House so that the government will hear you.
This other one say, what is dividend, share, insurance, and policy? Please explain. The other text message we don't come at the program this morning is say, Oriel Insurance Company are one of the most disorganized insurance companies. Over the past few weeks, I have been running after them to tell me how much I owe them, but they have not able to tell me because they have lost all my information. That is very careless.
On the parliament story, this one say, why should President Koma appoint a foreigner as a chairman of board of the energy, a commissioner of EDSC? Is there no more capable Sierra Leonean to be in that position? Or makes Nakisina send this message?
This one say, hi Radio D, may Allah bless Natcom by urging Airtel to revisit their tariff on their customer. It come out from Senesi Kone na Locos.
This one say, Madam Auditor, what if you insure your vehicle, no accident, and is no longer in use? What benefits one will get out of the insurance investment?
This other one say, it was a timely move by the Ministry of Energy. I'm urging the hardworking minister to continue the good work. It come out from Mystic Naduazak.
This one say, insurance companies need to do more to educate the public so that the public can get better understanding with regard to their operations.
This one on the crew story where we do board and chief is say, Radio D, the crew tribe story is very interesting. Please, I want you to invite them to your morning show for the general public to understand the true story. The minister must respect the views of the people. It come out from Hindolona, Nimbana Street.
Well, from the messages, we'll come at the studio to our guest, winner Mrs. Marian Kagbo, Internal Auditor, Royal Insurance Company.
Oh, I want to thank my listeners them for all the questions they have. First of all, one say how long claim will be settled. As I say, the first important thing now the prompt notification of a claim. We don't settle claim them inside 1 week if all the documents are there. In fact, it better for we pull that liability then that we aid and move on. And the earlier you get all what you need, if na accident, you get your police report and all other things in place, the easier for we. But if you get claim, accident, you know, report and quick, then it will be delayed. And then somebody they say, na oil insurance, we not get proper filing system. It rather unfortunately, we not take one isolated case for you know, draw a conclusion. Oriel, first of all, we get electronic filing and physical as well. We they do electronic as well as physical filing, where we they go to the database, call your name up and get all your details. But there are times we are all human beings. Sometimes something will just get missing. So I sure say that now one. People and they, first of all, the turnover where clients they take now with office is so short. Walk in customer, within 15 minutes you are out with all your documents up front because we are fully automated. Nevertheless, people, somebody say for explain what in a dividend. Dividend now where you buy shares. Shares now the money where you they buy now the company. You know, you say I they put 50,000 at OEL insurance now, then they then call you shares. We give you a certificate for that money day. And then at the end of the year, where we make profit, amount day where they don't deduct all the expenses and what, where then they say this now in they go to dividend. That's the profit where we they shape, give the one that we get shares now with company. And then insurance, as I say, I mean don't say now a risk transfer mechanism. Means say you they transfer your own problem to the insurance company. We go give you peace of mind, you able for sleep. If the thing occur, you know say you cover. If it not occur again, you get peace. Where I say now, osusu, where people and they put together and then you will get problem, then go able for solve your problem. Policy. What's in our policy? This now the book where we they put all the information together. We go tell you what we cover. We go tell you what not cover. We go tell you what in for do. You know, in the event of a claim, I forgot about it. It's all in that policy. Now that we call policy document. And at that day, you for take in the event of anything where the insurance company not own up to. You can take them to legal authorities or to SLICOM when at the regulatory body for letter able for fetch
so your case. For the ordinary person, that if you go show you your vehicle, for example, mm-hmm. that document where they give you, that paper yes. they give you, we not go to just the Huawei they go put
now. Not to you sticker, not to you certificate, not to you cover note, not to you debit note, not to you receipt. Then I document where they say policy between, this is a contract between you and Oriel Insurance. It's a policy document where we they put stamp up till now. I think we are one of the people and where they maintain the sale post or whatever. Because we they buy stamp, we they endorse stamp. It is an authentic document, not to any paper where we they give.
This person from the Facebook page, they say, insurance companies in Sierra Leone never give policy documents to their customers. Therefore, in the event of claims, you never know what your rights are under the insurance policy. You do not need to ask for policy documents. It needs to be given to you on the approval of your insurance.
It will be saying at the side way in the buying insurance. For we, it's part of the package. Up front, you get all your documents, inclusive of the policy documents. In fact, we cannot now. We even they get a copy na the staff in file, na the client in file, a copy because on 10 and day some man can lost in yon. So now we even they go in an extra stationery and other cost, but we not mind. We they keep them because we not go want confusion at the hour of claim.
From the texters them, you don't notice say the issue of delay. Still they come up, especially when they can go make them claims them. You don't come here this morning, you don't have any concern from the general public. As Unana Oriel Insurance Company, waiting Una go do for insurance, say people them documents them or then files them inside the information then they Una keep and safe and for address them claims them to time.
As I say, we get both electronic and physical filing, paper filing, you know, it's so bulk and all that. 10 and this one, 10 from one rack to the other, it go be misplaced. Even a bank, on 10 day you go get issue. But that, I mean, those are one-off cases. Not a thing where go cut across. Even at that, we've all lost all we clientele by now. People and for don't left we. Before I go even go further, we get people and reputable institutions and we're there with we. Over the years, Standard Chartered Bank now one, we go proudly call the name because from where we sell in medical insurance now, this company and other motor and other one them. We know say they are an international bank because we live up to the expectations. Then they with we from 1987 to date. We get Union Trust Bank, Commercial Bank, Bank of Sierra Leone. So we get authentic people away there with we.
But when you look at the way how technology don't they improve as insurance company, I know things say on a customer them for the complaint about missing information or file.
As I say, if we can get opportunity for let we enter a clientele call, You go get some man will go say, oh, not so true. Then the atmosphere will become so lousy. Because you go get people away go say, just one telephone call. Then they come with me documents.
All right.
It happens at OEL.
Continue for the routine of the program, Madam Marian Kago, internal auditor na OEL Insurance Company.
We continue the program and look at more issues, and now we go na the Extractive Industry Transparency Initiative, the EITI process, who say over 50 countries them plus Salon be member of Usaiden Greece every year then for the G the global then reports to the global secretariat. But waiting mining coming in and the extractive industry pay to government every year. Inside Salon, the Sierra Leone Extractive Industry Transparency Initiative, they in charge for CC this process here carry on. And this office done they go with this work since 2014, as they put together the 2014 report. We see some company them like London Mining and Koidu Holdings not get figure for sure say then be paid to government. But according to the chief inspector of mine, say government gets records, say then company they also paid waiting and for paid to government for 2014. Fatima to say look inside this and put this report together.
The 2014 EITI report, now the fourth report where the country don't produce as Salon be joined the EITI family inside 2006. But like all time, plenty challenge them like company not get report for sure say they make payment to government. Other line office them, they delay for send information to the Salon EITI secretariat. And the most common one, now the one we get for do with discrepancy, whether positive or negative. And this discrepancy means say the difference where they pay the payment them, where company they make to government. For example, company then go say them pay Y to government, then government say they receive Z. The Salon EITI 2014 report, not an exception to this, as this report say, government received but $53 million from mining and extractive company then inside 2014, but the company then say them pay but $47 million, where according to people in the mining and extractive sector describe as positive discrepancy, because government say it received plenty copper, past waiting the company then say them pay to government.
Plenty reporting, there are type of discrepancies, the positive and the negative discrepancy. Now, the one minor reported was the positive discrepancy, because company says, we have given government of Sierra Leone 5 million. The government of Sierra Leone reported million. So did they pay more? Do you understand that? So it might be some kind of accounting error. You have said you have given me 5 bills, but I'm reporting 6 bills. Is it embezzlement or what? No.
The voice we just don't listen to. Now, representative from the National Revenue Authority, NRA, when I want by the office them, where the company they are they pay to. And after all the analysis them, but the positive and negative discrepancy, I go inside this report for no. If for true na positive discrepancy, they inside the 2014 EITI report, as this report say, company them like London Mining, Koindu Holdings plus other one them, not provide the secretariat with reports where go show say they make payment to government for the 2014 year. Mina Horris, now the national coordinator for the Sierra Leone Extractive Industry Transparency Initiative.
London Mining didn't report because they've closed. Timmy's took over and Timmy bought the assets. But Timmy's told us that they were not privy to the documentations of the London Mining. So when we asked them in 2016 to report, because this is 2014 information, they were not able to do that. So we see that for you holding, there is a discrepancy of $920,000, and then the other discrepancies, most of these discrepancies now that you see in brackets, those are because the companies didn't report. A few mining companies didn't report. Some had closed because we were collecting the data in 2016. This is 2014 data. And most of the oil companies as well, they had just left the shores of Freetown, so we couldn't get them. We tried to send the emails to them, the reporting template for them to report, but we couldn't get a response. But since the petroleum directorate was able to report fully on all of these companies, so we have an indication of all the oil and gas companies pay.
From Slating, it go interesting for no say, Government with the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Resources say they receive copper from some of them come near, yeah, where the report not get payment record for.
Basically, for London Mining, the total amount was $4.369 million. They did not report, does not mean they've taken the money out. They've paid the money to government. Government have reported on that. But there is nobody in the office to report on that amount. So we issued out a template, but no reports received from them. Just like what she said, there are penalties which she will have to highlight, and then they will have to take action on Global Mining. By New Holdings, they've made a royalty payment of $920,000. Government reported that. But however, Bank of Sierra misplaced that amount to the PMT. They misplaced the amount to a different account. So that money has been furnished again to the Consolidated Revenue Fund, because that money was sent to PMT. PMT is within the NMA, Precious Minerals Trading Department. So we have sent the money back to the Consolidated Revenue Fund, and there is a letter, and I can confess to that.
The voice from the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Resources. Now the voice of the Chief Mines Inspector, Mohammed Ba, and it be make journalists they understand say they receive their money from the company them. After a slate, he don't tell journalists them waiting there inside the country in 2014 AITI reconciliation report, where the word reconciliation means say now the document we don't go through all the necessary process. Still inside the EITI reporting system, na Salon, na inside 2017, the 2013 and 2014 reports then they come out na do, and this will make plenty people they wonder how much seriousness government get by the country EITI process, where they examine transparency and accountability in the country in mining and extractive sector.
As a country, we are wasting our time because we don't lag behind bad one, and then we get a situation where again, 2015, 2016 report, they will never start the ether, and we are in 2017. So it's like, I need to see the possibility of catching up, you know. So for me, we are wasting our time, and if I go further, I will say, let me just discontinue the membership of all the entire AITI process and go your way.
I believe say the country don't take the first good step then. They don't know some work, but if you say what's in the left, plenty pass within the happen. Because the biggest stress we get and the fact that most of the ministry and department agency, the level of cooperation is very low.
Although this process get time bound where they say for reach the global EITI secretariat at least after 2 years. But from waiting slightly, they tell me now that because they're not able for put together their record at the time where they be supposed for do them, make them not able yet for get information from some mining company them, where the Ministry of Mines, they say, they already don't make payments to them. And this process, they say, government for report say, now this they receive, and serve the company them for say, now this payment are made to government before the information them go there inside this report. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Mina Fatima Sise, the report.
We they continue the program. Good morning, Salon. We they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Now, let me go and listen to Daddy Wakabo to the come back and continue the program.
And you're morning again. When you, my when you,
are you waiting?
Why you think that you are about begin with one big laugh? I think you not go to my head. Now only party way bitch and I friend, now it will tell. I say, pressure unpredictable wenga. I tell you my head. I can't even understand that you room in this school. Where I don't take you know a nothing lunch. You can't know if that baba vex or you know vex. He go give you that broad smile. Oh yeah, that smile and they kill the people them. I can still imagine which of minister then they talk. The way you see Nesto don't give you that broad smile. Oh yeah, you have to go and play. Na good smile. On a bad smile. Well, we women go to school with and we know. Where I can don't see for lunch. Where she can look me as she see me, they can make that broad smile. I enjoy the smile when you give, you know, justice, coward. The guy smile, you know, when you make that, you blood smile, as you are. I did justice, you know, that kind of smile day. I did la just go before. I did anyway. I be the channel news. No matter what happened, they take care for them. They take care for them. And you know, our don't see so now. You know, constitution don't go forward. And I ain't next president every day. You know, waiting for be waiting. I tell you, I tell we must get this. And one thing back where I like, oh yeah, I think a disappointment. Now me go parliament yesterday, I think disappointment. If na minister, they be turn some man, then now I think but me only go there. I can't imagine. Simple. Appointment for simple position. I imagine they make like then a minister or a governor. Anyway, let me know. I think what you mean do what? Now this take care, put ya. Oh yeah, see, some man then don't joke they from where when they can power. Some man don't joke they don't tire. Some man then just joke small and put them first in a field. Wait till back then put them inside. Now basketball, my in. But some man just say they don't joke they don't tire. Who knows also? Who knows? Anyway, and I'm telling you about this local content policy. And I really want the government to put attention and effort for them. I really want the government to put attention. Because if you watch, we all look, how many local businessmen the way we get way successful? But if you look the other one, then we come, then there are plenty of people way successful. How much we get? Unola we all local content with one hand. Let me see what thing will happen. But if we all are with one, we go see how we go benefit. Anyway, I say, what time are they all? What thing they happen? I go sleep out yesterday in a regent. For what be unable, what? Who does it all right now? A problem. They say, what time are they do? Yeah, they go regent back today. I know where I go be. I come and know what. Oh, no, make sure they what I begin the day. Me in a honorable that you work about.
All right, we continue with the program. Good morning, Salon. Where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM, where they look at few texts to don't come na the program. This one say, Madam Auditor of Orel Insurance Company, what will be your advice to me if I have lost my information? This other one don't come na the program is say, Radio D, my advice to the lady in the studio representing Oral Insurance Company is to monitor their staff closely, because when I visited your office to get information, the impression I had was that their staff members were not too concerned in serving their clients. Either they are deliberately trying to undermine their management, or they are just too careless. This other one, we don't come na the program this morning, and I go read is say, Mr. Ba of the Ministry of Mines said Bank of Salon misplaced the payment. This indicates some carelessness of the bank. The word should be misposted. This indicates an error, and this is exactly the situation. Few more texts, then we'll go come to we guest. The one on the SLPP story say, SLPP are designing to fail in the upcoming election. It comes from Kalamuna, Percival Street. This other one say, congratulations to the new chairman of the National Commission for Privatization, Lawyer Suleiman Kabakuma. All the best, sir. Radio D, please ask if Oriel Insurance offer goods trust in transit insurance policy. The other one, we don't come na the program this morning, is say, I really don't understand why government should choose a headman for the people. No matter how popular your choice is, it will be met by some resentment. Also, as part of the corporate social responsibility of the phone companies, can NATCOM require phone company to grant free access to the Miss Universe pageant? If football no better we, maybe pageantry go better we. 98.1, please push for this. All right, we well, they can now to Madam Mayan Kago, wey na internal auditor na Oriel Insurance Company. You don't get concern from people wey still they talk about documents and serve on our staff them the way they can treat on our client them.
Thank you, Khadija. Before I go to that, one of the texters we asked, say, if you insure your vehicle and you not get accident, then the vehicle not in use, waiting will be your benefit. Quickly, I want for say, motor insurance, now insurance where we can give back to we clients, waiting we call no claim discount. Not a no fault discount, now no claim discount. Meaning that if you deal with we, you not get claim every year. We they give you a percentage where they increase it, it gets to a maximum. For a third party insurance, you they go up to a maximum of 40% of your premium. And for comprehensive, they go up to 60%. And this is something you have earned, not all the money. Then if your motor car not in use, it then are your record. Whenever you get motor car, you come with a roller over. So that new motor car day and you go benefit from them. So now that way they it go benefit. With the people away they are just this now one particular person where it rather unfortunate say go don't get, you know, this kind of issue now with office. We office now office where quality customer service now we priority. Now then they don't keep we. If now so we been they behave, you know, all through. We not for day outside we did so. But then an eye-opener for make we go and do more. I shall say, me boss then the yeri, the entire office, they listen. We go, and wherever there is a strain, we go try for put them correct. But Oriel Insurance, na company where we customer service, na one way, na next to none na this country, I can tell you. Because we want for see, even we general manager, the entire management, then go they come around for say, why is this staff still here? You know, if then see say pots in, they linger around for quite a while. But as I say, in the midst of it all, we are human beings. And for whosoever we don't hurt in this way, on behalf of the company, I want to apologize. And for say, try we back, and we go prove the other way.
30 years of existence, na salon, you don't talk about so much stories them way, owner na Oriel Insurance Company, go able for point out, say, this na success. Now, what thing you think, say, una need for do, for continue for give the value service way, say, una don't give to una customer them for the past 30 years?
Oh, as a company, we even they try for put more policies where we want for launch out. Inside this 30th anniversary. But remember, we're there in business. As I say, we're not going to let out the cat out of the bag. Then, you know, we competitors.
But we're exciting.
We never can say we get things at the bag where we go come now, we go pay for that kind of term day where we go launch out we product them where we get in where we don't already conceptualize as a company. We not go the 30 years picking. If I don't college, it don't married, it don't born in most cases. And so Oriel don't reach that pick day where we don't match up. We don't match up. For take up the mantle of leadership in Sierra Leone. And so we get a couple of things. And for climax this celebration, you know, we go get cocktail, we go get we Muslim with Christian prayers, we go get family day, we go get we road show. You know, we get a lot of activities.
So which in there are the center? Which are they are the center of our celebration? Which one are they celebrate for the past 30 years?
For the past 30 years we they celebrate excellence. You know, and profitability as a company. As I say, not a year, not a day, where we're not able for right profits as a company.
Because they receive passwords, when they give back.
Well, not a true.
So it's not the
way you they manage your company, the show, you know, they waiting and call. We share holders funds as of today, now 24 billion leones. We get as a company when a shareholder's money we don't multiply through investment and all that. And then we insurance funds, we underwriting insurance funds now 43 billion loans where they demonstrate as a company say we not just they spend, we not just the people couple where they entrust and I care you for able for
so,
for
so in terms of them. The impact of Unawok, mm-hmm. Now the country maybe now the in terms of supporting the economy in, mm-hmm. in terms of, you know, providing jobs. How you go say when I don't impact that area in terms of when I work when I own company now the country economy?
As I said, we get a staff strength of more than almost 70 people them. We get a branch office in Abo. We get a branch office in Makeni. You know, we they try for launch out and waiting. So as a company, if you get like a 70 staff, you don't impact the nation, right? Because you don't provide food for them people and then your dependents. And so Oriel Insurance, and we they try for even go bigger and bigger as the years they roll by.
Right. So on behalf of 98.1, I want to wish you well and say when I continue for the way to do as they celebrate 30 years and tell you plenty thank you for joining the program this morning, Mrs. Marianne Kagbo, Internal Auditor, Oil Insurance Company.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, now so we're going to the program this morning. Once again, plenty thank you to the production team and to you, send a text message, you will drop your message on Facebook. Once again, plenty thank you to all. And I continue for listening to 98.1 FM, as we live on air on 98.1 FM and online on www.radiodemocracy.sl. And we can then Facebook Live also with most of we major programs them, which I also get opportunity for drop your comments and we'll go look at them. So we'll meet again on another edition of this program. My name is Ahmed Sisi.
And Mina Khadija Bangura, they say, listen to We Midday Show at 12, 9 o'clock, na tem, 9 o'clock, na net, na tem for other current affairs program with Indibi. And at 7, na time for the national news. Stay tuned to Radio Democracy as we get plenty news and information for us. So till we meet back, goodbye.
Right, family, I'm stay tuned at we Good Morning Saloon program. You listen to on Radio Democracy 98.3.